Okay, on this episode, we talk about some of the challenges we've been seeing with people we've been talking to, often prospects or other folks we've met who aren't clients. So today's episode, we've got Karen Pomzall, VP of Client Services. Karen, take it away. What have we been seeing as far as challenges with the prospects we've talked with in the last month or so?
Yeah, it's really fun to peek under the hood of a lot of different companies as we're prospecting or as we're working with clients. No matter what their challenges are, it seems like the same thing comes up over and over again, and that's really lead generation. Marketing does a lot of things. One of the most important things that we do is grow the business. So I hear about direct-to-consumer and a lot of B2B lead generation needs. I mean, they might need different things like content, or they might want to do paid ads, or they might want to do video. There's all kinds of tactics that they're interested in, but it all rolls up to the same thing, leads.
Right. And what do you think about the maturity out there of folks we've talked to? It seems like there's all kinds of ranges. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's all over the place. We talk to everybody from solopreneurs to one-person marketing teams to massive teams, Harvard MBAs. We really get to see a lot of people. And maturity is all over the place. But the good news is there's a formula that will work. And the more complex you are, the more complex it can be. But it's like, if you can get started with, you bring more people to your site and convert them once they're there, that's the formula. You can add all kinds of bells and whistles and go deep down rabbit holes and do all kinds of interesting things. But you could bring people to your website and convert them, you're well on your way.
Absolutely. Okay, how about some common beliefs that prospects seem to have that may or may not be true?
Yeah, so I've spent most of my life in financial services marketing on the client side. And especially on B2B financial services, I found this working with lots of other industries that if you come from sort of an old school sales model, it can be hard to turn the ship a little bit or even be opened up for sort of experimentation with inbound. I've been told inbound will never work for a complex B2B sale. We have the website only for when the sales brings it to the point of signing a contract and they do the due diligence, that we have to have one. So that's the only reason we have one versus a business tool. You talked about maturity. A lot of our clients see that it's a lead generation machine. It's a business tool that will find people based on their search intent and find like what they're looking for online and then bring them to the site. And there's a wide variety of what people are asking for, but those old school beliefs kind of persist and they maybe don't understand that it could really grow the business.
Yeah, it's almost like some of them just don't believe that getting their name out there, getting their story out there is important. Do you have any further thoughts on why that is? We see these big businesses with decent funding, good products, but it's almost like they want to stay hidden or they just, I don't know what it is. So any insight on that?
Maybe like referrals or, you know, trade shows have always worked for them and it got them to where they are today, which is great. Mm-hmm. But there's an old saying that what got you here won't get you there. Yes. So to get to the next level, you really do need to open up to new lead generation sources. And that's not to say that marketing is going to replace sales. What it'll sort of screen and invite people in, have a conversation with them, get them familiar with your brand, move them down the sales funnel until they're ready to talk to you as a salesperson so that they're not, salespeople aren't wasting a lot of their time chasing after people who aren't ready or totally wrong headspace.
I think people that have this old school mindset, they've been used to throwing dollars and brute force at it. It's almost like, go to the trade show, talk to the person, get them to a sale, right? Or get them on the phone and then maybe bring out the bells and whistles and get a sale. But first of all, a lot of people don't want that anymore. They don't even want to talk to a salesperson. And to your point of what worked before might not get you going forward, It just seems like such a basic thing that you would want to tell your story, provide value before taking value. Yeah. It's like a shift in mindset from brute force to almost like a nurturing. We literally talk about email nurturing and nurturing sequences. It's like you have to flip your mindset a little bit and think about the buyer as a human who might not want to be brute forced into a sales decision or might not want to go to a trade show anymore. So it does boggle my mind a little bit with some of the conversations we have, but that just speaks to us and the value we need to bring and how we need to teach folks about the new way of marketing and lead generation, for sure.
That I agree completely. A complex B2B sale, the person who makes the buying decision or the people on the team that are making that buying decision, mm-hmm. they start the process the exact same way that we at home, that every single person does. You start with Google. Yes. So I recently read a Gartner report about sort of complex B2B sales and, mm-hmm. you know, in modern times, and that like only like 17% of the sales process is done with the salesperson. They start with mm-hmm. the Googling, they look at their associations, they talk to their peers in the industry. So by the time they get to you, that 17% might be divided by 3-4 vendors, so that you're getting 5% maybe less of the sales process time. So again, like the people we're trying to reach behave the exact same way we do. We start yes. with Google. You have to be found.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like people take the corporation and turn it into this big untouchable entity that for some reason, it's like people are not interacting with that entity. No, there are real people just like you, just like me, that are interacting with it in a very different way than 10, 20 years ago, yeah. or even 2 or 3 years ago. So right. was there any particular conversation that really stood out to you from the folks we've talked with? And if so, what type of company was it and why did it stand out?
Yeah, I can't say enough how interesting it is to just look under the hood at how different companies operate. There's one that I'm thinking of. It's a technology company. They do a lot of things in the tech space. Mm-hmm. They were actually looking for fractional marketing help. They needed extra sets of hands. But since then, you know, the tech space has had a lot of disruption this year. So now we're looking at like, how can we help them grow their business? We're doing a competitive analysis, comparing their website to their competitors from an SEO standpoint and from a UX standpoint, best practices. And then, you know, taking that and looking at their Google Search Console and saying, okay, these are the things, they're an inbound marketing machine. So they already believe in inbound. Mm-hmm. But I look today, some of their content, they've lost a lot, thousands of visitors mm-hmm. Per month. So like, what's the opportunity there? Look at what they're ranking for, what they're not ranking for, what they're almost ranking for, what they were ranking for. Compare that to the competition, and then it identifies like gaps and opportunities and challenges. And then you build a content strategy around that. Refresh what you've got, reuse it. Don't do duplicate content. That's a whole other thing. But, you know, make good use of the content you've got and then use that to try to build leads and make sure that the conversion opportunity is in there. If you're doing great blog content, I salute you. That's content person at heart and a writer at heart. I love helpful content, but then, you know, give them an opportunity to trade their email address for something they can't get anywhere else. Give them, and then you start a conversation. I mean, maybe they're ready to talk to a salesperson. Maybe they're not, but let's have a conversation. So that really sort of stuck out to me. They're just looking for like an extra set of hands. Mm-hmm. We want to toss stuff over the wall. Maybe you can do some graphic design, handle our social media. And now we've sort of opened an opportunity to help them grow the business. It always comes back to leads.
For sure. Yep. Adjusting to economic forces. And also, you know, I'd say we've talked to some people where it's like, okay, management all of a sudden has this big, huge initiative. Now there's one that wanted to go just from 0 to 1 in this kind of new category for the business. And it's like, mm-hmm. okay, are you going to hire a full team for that? Or are you going to maybe bring in a fractional team, like something that we offer, an agency, something mm-hmm. like that? Things are so complex out there that in the digital marketing space that it's really, it's hard to do it alone. It's hard to do it with 2 people, 3 people. You know, the more brains you can bring on and expertise and experience. Now, this is what we do every day, and we see a bunch of different companies and how they do things. Mm-hmm. You know, whereas some folks, that's their career and they've seen how a few companies have done things. But I think how we're so lucky is we get to see a ton of different companies and all the different things that work and that don't work. And that's part of the value that we can bring to the table, which is pretty fun.
Yeah, I was thinking about that finance company that we've been talking to recently that actually doesn't have a marketing team. So that's not ideal. It's always better if there's a marketing person in place. Mm-hmm. But he said that every time they talk to an agency, they just want to argue about fonts and colors and things like that. And versus like, what's going to convert people on the site? What's going to bring people to the site and convert them? I realize yes. I keep saying the same words over and over again, but like, and their fonts are okay. Their site is okay. But when you look at the site, you need to know, like, is this for me? Like, am I in the right place? And what should I do? Mm-hmm. Just a few tweaks around that. And you know, you want to talk about, you know, video content, which I think is great. It's a great way to tell your brand story and educate. You do that commercial teaching that they talk about in the Challenger sale. And, But what's the point of doing video? It's leads. It always comes back to leads.
Yes, exactly. And that's definitely why we're focused on lead generation here on this podcast. It's easy for some agencies or even clients to get trapped into the arts and crafts marketing, you know, where let's argue about this font or this color, or this, let's put up a video with no strategy behind it. Like, okay, look, who's going to see that? What are they going to do? What's the next step? Where is that linked? All that kind of stuff.
If I could give one piece of advice regarding video as a conversion strategy, people who aren't, that your corporate people, your colleagues who are not actors, are not going to be great at delivering lines. If you want it to convert, just have like talking points and questions and a natural conversation, sort of like what we're having here. We knew we were going to talk about B2B lead generation, but I'm not reading from a script, and neither are you. Yeah. I can't act. Maybe you can. I can't deliver a line. So if there's one piece of advice that you take away about video, is don't have your corporate people try to memorize and deliver lines.
Exactly. Yeah, totally. It's people who really know it, and just natural conversations are just where it's at, I think. Yeah, that's great. Great. Well, I think it's been an interesting month for B2B lead generation and the people we're talking with. You know, just one more point before we wrap up here. I'm just thinking about how we share links internally of companies and tools, B2B programs, software programs like ABM companies, graphic design tools, AI tools. We're just sharing that stuff all the time. And, you know, that's not trackable by anything unless someone clicks on it. But there's so much going on that exists because I search for something, or you search for something, or someone else search for something. And it's like, yeah, that's not maybe going to result in a lead today, but we're taking that information, we're sharing it. We thought the content, the copy was compelling, the offering was compelling, the messaging, the video attached to it, whatever. Something about whatever it was, or the ad we saw, something about that motivated us to take the first step in our buying or exploratory journey. And it's just so important to think that, yes, your customers are people just like you. Right? Don't forget about
that's
that.
That's right.
I think that's a great theme of our talk that we had here. Great takeaway to close with. So great. Well, thanks so much for your time, Karen. And we'll talk to everyone else next month on this episode where we explore B2B companies who we're talking to in the marketplace. Thanks, everyone.
This was fun. Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye.
Cheers.